Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, baru-baru ini sebanyak 28 ekor ikan paus pilot mati akibat pendamparan massal di pantai Australia Barat. Ini merupakan peristiwa kedua dalam kurun waktu kurang dari setahun. Peristiwa serupa juga terjadi di pantai Chains di Albany pada Juli 2023, di mana lebih dari 90 mamalia itu mati. Beberapa teori telah dikemukakan mengenai mengapa hal itu bisa terjadi, namun penyebab sebenarnya masih menjadi misteri. Oleh karena itu, para peneliti berharap sampel dari pantai terbaru ini akhirnya dapat memberikan jawaban. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Hannah Kwon untuk SBS News. Sebuah pemandangan yang sangat memilukan ketika setidaknya 28 paus pilot bersirip panjang mati setelah terdampar di Toby Inlet dekat Dunsborough di Australia Barat. Mereka adalah bagian dari kelompok besar yang terdiri dari sekitar 160 paus pilot yang terdampar. Penduduk setempat mengatakan kepada Nine Network bahwa mereka mencoba mendorong mamalia itu kembali ke laut atau menahannya agar mereka bisa bernapas.
Our connection to the ocean is very deep, and to me, these are like my ancestors.
I've never experienced a live stranding like this before.
I was about up to waist deep, trying to keep them out because it was a bit rough, and we were trying to dodge tails and stuff because they were very determined to come into the shallows.
Ini adalah insiden terdamparnya yang kedua kalinya dalam 12 bulan terakhir, di mana lebih dari 90 ekor ikan paus pilot mati terdampar di pantai Chains di Western Australia pada bulan Juli 2023 yang lalu. Ikan paus pilot diketahui menghuni Bremer Canyon, wilayah laut yang sangat dalam, sekitar 70 km lepas pantai dari Australia Barat. Namun terdamparnya ikan-ikan ini dalam waktu 12 bulan telah menimbulkan pertanyaan baru mengapa hal itu terus terjadi. Joshua Smith adalah peneliti senior di kelompok megafauna laut di Universitas Murdoch. Ia mengatakan tidak biasa makhluk-makhluk ini berada di dekat pantai karena ikan paus pilot bersirip panjang umumnya ditemukan di lepas pantai di lautan terbuka yang dalam.
Basically, whenever you get an event like this, a mass stranding of such a large number of whales, the natural question that everybody has is why is it actually occurring? I guess, you know, we've had stranding events for many, many decades, unfortunately, all the way around Australia. There do seem to be relatively similar places, I guess, around Australia where stranding events seem to occur. And, you know, these are the same similar sorts of species that we saw a mass stranding down in Chaney's Beach in Albany just last year. And I guess in terms of the species themselves, they often occur in relatively large groups. They very seldomly actually are they usually found in coastal areas.
Meskipun sulit untuk menentukan secara pasti mengapa mereka begitu dekat dengan pantai, Dr. Smith mengatakan terdamparnya hewan-hewan ini mungkin ada hubungannya dengan lokasinya.
That's an area that's actually seen a couple of stranding events in the past. And I guess kind of what's unique about these areas is really the relatively shallow waters that it has and the long sloping seabeds that we have. I think it's something like 2 meters every kilometer is what we have, is a gradual 2 meter increase every kilometer within the bay. For these species that are typically found in the deeper waters, I should say that they're a toothed whale and they rely very heavily on echolocation, which is basically their own little form of sonar. That's how they image their environment, that's how they can navigate.
Namun pada umumnya, para ilmuwan belum yakin mengenai akar permasalahannya. Dr. Stuart Johnston, berasal dari Universitas Melbourne, menjelaskan.
It's just difficult to collect data on whales. They are large marine mammals, but the ocean is a really, really big place. So collecting evidence is quite difficult because you have to find the whales in the first place. You can't really do controlled experiments in the ocean. With a lot of other animals, you might be able to have some experiment in a lab where you control everything and work out what's happening. We can't do that for both logistical and ethical issues.
Menurut teori para peneliti, salah satu penyebabnya adalah ada kemungkinan seorang ibu ikan pemimpin di populasi ini jatuh sakit dan mereka mengikutinya ke perairan dangkal. Alasan lainnya dikaitkan dengan dampak polusi suara. Dr. Smith mengatakan mamalia ini sangat akustik dan sangat bergantung pada ekolokasi. Mereka menggunakannya untuk tetap melakukan kontak sosial dan berkomunikasi.
And in shallow waters, it does become a little bit problematic in terms of the sonar, what they have termed sonar termination. Now, we really don't know, I guess I should say this off the bat. Unfortunately, whilst mass strandings have been around for a while, we still haven't really been able to figure out exactly why that is.
Dr. Johnston mengatakan banyak hal yang dapat menimbulkan polusi suara, termasuk lalu lintas pelayaran, ekstraksi sumber daya alam, aktivitas konstruksi di lepas pantai, atau segala jenis aktivitas manusia yang terjadi di bawah air.
So it could be that it's a stress type response. So if you're sitting at home and someone starts a chainsaw up next to your window, it's probably a little bit stressful. If that gets louder and louder, you might want to flee away from that. If you flee without wondering where you're going, you run into trouble. Alternatively, it could be disrupting their ability to talk to each other. They just can't hear each other over the noise. And echolocation for certain cetacean species as well. Maybe they're not hearing that signal bouncing off the coastline correctly.
Namun, ia mengatakan masih belum jelas apa hubungan manusia dengan apa yang terjadi di lautan.
So we know that these whales have evolved to exist in quiet ocean conditions, but over the last 100 years or so, there's been more and more human activity in the oceans, and that's changed things quite significantly. And we think that's impacting the whale's ability to communicate and navigate. Though, as you say, there are quite a number of theories, and it's very difficult to narrow down what exactly causes these mass stranding events. It's still a very much an open question.
Setelah terjadi pendamparan ikan paus di Toby Inlet, pejabat dari Departemen Keanekaragaman Hayati, Konservasi dan Atraksi Negara Bagian tersebut memulai tugas berat untuk mengeluarkan ikan-ikan paus yang mati dari pantai. Mereka juga melakukan pengukuran dan sampel. Petugas Markas Satwa Regional, Pia Curtis, mengatakan mereka berharap sampel-sampel ini pada akhirnya dapat memberikan wawasan tentang misteri terdamparnya ikan-ikan paus itu.
Every whale stranding is different, and there's different circumstances and different situations, so it's hard to say. We've learned some things from Chains Beach, so we've put them into play here, and yeah, it's hard to tell. It's different location, but we'll try and take as many samples as we can to see if there's anything happening in the population.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman tentang terdamparnya ikan-ikan paus jenis pilot yang terjadi di pantai Australia. Rangkuman itu disusun oleh Hannah Kwon untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.